Why do some people rise from poverty to build empires, while others, born into privilege, squander every advantage? The answer isn't luck, connections, or even talent. It's something far more fundamental and completely within your control. Picture yourself carrying an invisible talisman with two sides. One attracts health, happiness, and success like a magnet. The other repels these very things. You flip between these sides dozens of times each day, often without realizing it. S.B. Fuller grew up as a poor tenant farmer's son in Louisiana, surrounded by people who accepted poverty as destiny. But his mother planted a seed that changed everything. We are poor not because of God. We are poor because Father has never developed a desire to become rich. Those words ignited a burning desire in Fuller. He started selling soap door to door, then purchased the entire soap company for $150,000, despite having only $25,000 saved. On the final day before his deadline expired, he found the last $10,000 he needed. Fuller eventually controlled 8 companies worth millions. Meanwhile, Tom Dempsey was born with half a right foot and a stub arm. Doctors saw limitations. Dempsey saw possibility. With a wooden prosthetic foot, he practiced relentlessly until the New Orleans Saints hired him. His record-breaking 63-yard field goal, the longest in professional football history at that time, proved that your mental attitude, not your circumstances, determines your destiny. Want to change your world? Start with yourself. A minister taught his son this lesson while assembling a torn picture of the world. When the boy struggled with the continents, his father revealed a picture of a man on the back. "Put the man together first," he said. Once the man was right, the world fell into place. You've already won life's greatest competition. Before birth, you triumphed over millions of competitors. That victory proves you possess the abilities needed to achieve your objectives. Irving Ben Cooper grew up poor, living in constant fear. Then he discovered Horatio Alger's stories of courage and success, absorbing a positive mental attitude that helped him become a respected judge. But reading alone wasn't enough. Cooper needed definiteness of purpose. When you determine your major aims with clarity, 7 success principles activate automatically: personal initiative, self-discipline, creative vision, organized thinking, controlled attention, budgeting of time and money, and enthusiasm. Milo C. Jones, a paralyzed Wisconsin farmer, refused despair. Recognizing he was a mind with a body, he directed his family to plant corn, raise pigs, and produce sausages. Jones's little pig sausages became nationally famous, making him a millionaire from his bed. Your thoughts define you, but invisible cobwebs, negative feelings, false beliefs, and prejudices can entangle your thinking. Unlike trapped insects, you possess absolute control over your mental attitude and can sweep away these cobwebs anytime. Words themselves create mental cobwebs. When a Columbia University student declared himself an atheist to Dr. Harry Emerson Fosdick, the minister asked, "Please describe the God you don't believe in." After hearing the description, Dr. Fosdick replied, "If that's the God you don't believe in, I don't believe in him either." Through thoughtful questioning, he helped the student discover he simply rejected a false premise. Lee Braxton, a struggling mechanic with only a 6th-grade education, faced losing his home after losing his job. Instead of accepting defeat, he developed a positive mental attitude, set high goals, and took action. Within years, he became president of the First National Bank of Whiteville, was elected mayor, and achieved financial independence by age 44. The strongest mental cobweb is inertia, doing nothing or continuing in the wrong direction. Those with positive mental attitudes remain ready to change when new information emerges. Your brain's 10 billion cells generate immense energy through conscious and subconscious minds working together. Bill McCall transformed from a twice-failed businessman into a millionaire through auto-suggestion, writing down his definite aim to become a millionaire by 1960, reading it aloud daily with emotion, and achieving his goal 4 years early. The secret? deliberately programming your subconscious mind with specific instructions. Emile Poe discovered this power after realizing patients healed themselves through their own minds, not his hypnosis. This led to his famous affirmation, "Day by day, in every way, through the grace of God, I am getting better and better." Ralph Wepner proved how self-motivators surface during emergencies. While comatose from a heart attack, he heard nurses declare he wasn't breathing. Remembering, "You can do it if you believe you can," he willed his eyes open, allowing doctors to save his life. Your subconscious connects to universal intelligence, accessible when you learn to tap into it properly. Success often hinges on finding one missing element. The Wright brothers achieved flight by adding movable wing flaps. Alexander Graham Bell succeeded by switching from intermittent to continuous current. Philip Rice nearly invented the telephone first, but missed success by just a quarter turn of a screw. R.G. Letourneau, despite limited education, achieved engineering feats by partnering with what he called his senior partner, God. After losing his fortune, he turned to prayer with gratitude for what remained. This partnership led to flashes of inspiration during sleep that made him a successful businessman. Dr. Elmer Gates perfected over 200 abandoned patents through sitting for ideas. In a soundproof room with only paper and pencils, he'd concentrate deeply on problems in darkness. When ideas flowed, he'd turn on the lights and write them down. Gates believed ideas come from your subconscious knowledge, telepathic communication from others, and universal intelligence accessed through the subconscious. To find your something more, focus on learning principles rather than facts. Principles become part of you and never become obsolete. Every problem builds wisdom and experience. Charlie Ward transformed from imprisoned narcotic smuggler at 34 into president of Brown & Bigelow, growing it to $50 million in annual sales. In prison, he forgave his captors, studied the Bible, and educated himself, emerging to rise from laborer to business leader through positive mental attitude. In 1939 Chicago, while competitors complained about empty buildings, one manager transformed his 10% occupied property to 100% rented with a waiting list in 1 year. His approach? Seek desirable tenants, show them beautiful offices at their current rent, assume responsibility for existing leases, and offer free redecoration. When facing challenges, ask for guidance, engage in thinking time. Analyze the problem. Say enthusiastically, "That's good." Identify what's good about it, then search for solutions until one works. In Darby, Montana, people walked across Crystal Mountain for 14 years before two men examined the sparkling material in 1951, discovering one of the world's greatest beryllium deposits. We often miss potential right in front of us. Thomas Edison was labeled stupid by teachers until his mother championed him, declaring he had more brains than the teacher, transforming his self-image and attitude toward learning. The secret of getting things done is simply to act, using the self-starter phrase, "Do it now." Kenneth Irwin Harman, captured by Japanese forces in Manila during World War II, discovered a life-changing book while awaiting transfer to a prison camp. Recognizing its value, he immediately typed the entire manuscript before being sent to Santo Tomas Prison, where it inspired him for over 3 years. Jorgen Yoldal, a Danish student who lost his wallet in Washington, D.C., refused to waste his day at police stations. Instead, he walked the city, seeing everything he could. Ruth and Eleanor Butler turned their art knowledge into business by establishing the New York Circulating Library of Paintings with just $300 and their father's basement. Manly Swayze, an insurance salesman who loved wilderness adventures, acted on his idea to sell insurance in remote Alaska. Walking Swayze became welcome in isolated communities, offering haircuts and cooking skills alongside insurance policies, selling over $1 million in a single year. To get started, write yourself a letter describing wonderful accomplishments you've already achieved. Then use the self-starter "Do It Now" and take immediate action. You already possess everything needed to transform your life. Your invisible talisman sits in your hand right now, waiting for you to flip it to the side marked with positive mental attitude. The sleeping giant within you asks, "What wouldst thou have?" Whether you desire love, health, success, peace, or happiness, the power to bring your wishes into reality already exists inside you. But nothing changes until you do. S.B. Fuller, Tom Dempsey, Charlie Ward, and countless others didn't wait for perfect conditions. They chose their mental attitude and took action despite overwhelming obstacles. Today, right now, you stand at the same crossroads they once faced. Will you let negative mental attitude keep you trapped, or will you awaken the giant within, flip your talisman to the positive side, and begin the journey toward everything you've ever wanted? The choice has always been yours. Make it count.